Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Gray, it is Mark DeChant at Revs Up.
Thanks, Gray. Please stay on the line.
Mark, what's up, man?
How you doing, old friend?
Oh, doing good, man. How are things? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, no, things are good. No big agenda for this call either. I literally, I'll tell you the truth. I used Claude. I'm guessing you're an AI user. We can chat about that. But I'm like, find every single email and person that I've ever engaged with at Revs Up, and it did it in about 8 minutes.
I'm a big Claude guy.
Oh, man. Yeah, we are too. In fact, we have my partner lives here now in Phoenix, and so we got the Mac Mini. So we've been trying different versions of OpenClaw. So that's been fun, too. What are you doing with it?
Well, that's my next step. I'm currently in the process of – so I've been using it to build – white papers, and I'm feeding in my proposals. I've been feeding in market data and data on the companies I'm proposing to build it, to basically have Claude build ROI analyses to help my reps kind of leverage that better. And then at sales kickoff this year, I'm giving each of my reps a pro login, and we're going to have a team project space that I've built out with our marketing branding colors. And then, you know, basically templates for all the different things that I want them to use it to create. So I'm basically standardizing our go-to-market and their sales processes with AI. But I wanted to get into using OpenClaw. I just hadn't done it yet. I had heard that Claw just put out their own branded version of what OpenClaw was doing. So I haven't gotten a Mac Mini yet and done all that because I wanted to see how the dust settled. But what's your experience with doing that so far?
Well, so Ewing is my partner here, and he has started being our Claude guy to begin with, and I'm kind of coming in second, so he knows a little more about it. I think right now he's on Hermes, so that is another version of OpenClaw and of Claude community that he got recommended. He seems to like that a good amount. What I will tell you is that you can all of these hook up to multiple LLMs, Gray. And that's a really big important thing. Like the first day that he got it, first of all, we work out of my house, and he's like a brother to me, and you know, my wife and daughters here and everything. And so we work all around the clock. I woke up the next morning to go to basketball, and he's still here. So when he first got it, he worked like 20 hours in a row with the Mac Mini, which is pretty funny.
That's right.
And he spent $800 in tokens in 24 hours. So we figured that out. But you can actually hook up to DeepSeek, you can hook up to Grok, you can hook up to these other ones, using tokens, not using tokens, but you can assign your agents. Obviously, that's what we're doing, is we're building agents, right? To like find the cheapest alternative to do this activity. But then if we want to find a cell phone number for somebody, then you can spend up to 2 cents on that and use your best judgment, Mr. OpenClaw, to like spend the money the right way and use all these different LLMs wrapped into one. So we do not just use Claude when we set up an agent. So that's one big learning I can share with you.
Awesome.
The other thing that I think you would love, I know I just called you, cold called you, but so I have an M&A business now too, right? And so we're doing the exact same thing, which is doing a real deep crawl on just, you know, a couple thousand targets at a time, because it does take some time. And we're doing the same thing you're talking about, which is like building like a really good looking two pager about their business, what they might be worth, what other things have been sold for. And then we're using a third party letter writing service. So it's about $1.25 per letter. And we're sending like thick, super personalized letters in the mail to these business owners.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Man, if you ever get bored and you need a podcast, go listen to Chris Kerner's podcast. Chris Kerner,
okay.
K-O-E-R-N-E-R. He's on a huge AI kick right now, and he's basically interviewing entrepreneurs like every week that built something mm-hmm. cool with AI. And it's just
how
fascinating.
How do you spell last name?
K-O-E-R-N-E-R, Chris Kerner. He's on Instagram and TikTok as well, but he's doing a podcast that's a deep dive.
Okay, cool. I'll definitely check that out. Awesome, man. If I come up with anything that's like really newsworthy that we're doing that you can replicate, I'll definitely shoot it along to you. That'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. So what's up? You got a pitch?
Nope, no pitch. Just want to see if you're hiring. I mean, not that we've done a really good job for you, so maybe you don't need to use us.
Yeah, no, we're not. That was funny. No, we're not. You know, and the last time I tapped you for Baton Rouge, I didn't have high hopes for you, and it had nothing to do with you. I just don't feel good about the area, and I still haven't hired anybody there. I've got one guy that I had before, then I was trying to find a second guy, and I just don't think there's anybody good there. And I think if there is, then you or I would have found him. That's no reflection of you, but
of course, you know, what's funny is that if there isn't, then that would make me more eager to find somebody, because that means your competitors don't have anybody good in there either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I'm at six and a half heads right now. And I say half because I pulled in a 1099 guy in Arkansas in Bentonville. And, I'm kind of at my max of what I can efficiently manage. If I brought in somebody else, and somebody would be dying on the vine every day. So I'm kind of tapped out as a manager, and we're not really at the point where it makes sense to hire somebody under me either. I'm going to remain the frontline manager and sales director and revenue guy, at least for another year before we decided to change things. The good news is since they've brought me on, I've doubled company revenue. I mean, we're at, I think, 10 or 11 now, and we started at 3.8 whenever you hired me. So we're on the right track and we're doing well, but it'll probably one more year before we hire another layer under me, at which point we'll have more capacity to hire. So
absolutely.
I am not hiring right now, but I will be happy to refer you to any of my honey badger buddies that are. I think you probably already know them.
Yeah. I actually just hired somebody here at Greenlink here in Phoenix. So that's exciting. That's actually a sales leader. I think you gave me that lead for sure.
Frank.
Oh yeah, Frank's awesome, man. Yeah, Frank's awesome.
Yeah, good dude. Yeah,
in the long term, and I know you're a part owner, and I believe you shared that with me, and of course Sanders. You know, if you're ever like even 5 years away from looking at turning the business over, selling it, I could just give you like 6-7 little things you can do over the next 5 years to get more multiple out of the EBITDA. So that's something I've been really studying and reading and working with a guy that's been doing it for 45 years. So I'm kind of excited about M&A too right now, as well as recruiting.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, look, that is something that we're looking at doing. I think that it's all buttoned up, but I would tell you that I'm happy to let Sanders know that. And Sanders may want to have a conversation with you. I've got ghost stock. I've qualified for equity at the sale, but I'm not what you would call an owner. But you know, we plan to restart. This is confidential, but I trust you. When we do sell, we'll restart the business and I'll be an owner of that. But I'll tell you, something, you know, so we've got 1700 clients, and every payroll company has this. They've got all these clients that know them, that like them, that trust them. I'm looking into doing, and this might interest you, and maybe we can talk further on this since we first started talking about AI just now. You know, anytime that you've got clients that are happy with you, that trust you with this one lane that you're in, they come to you for other stuff. You know, we get calls about health insurance, about, you know, who should I do my 401k with, and hey, do you know a good plumber? I mean, all kinds of stuff. Well, we're helping to streamline the HCM HR processes, but these clients have a lot of issues with all their other processes. And I'll give you a good example that the water quality is bad in New Orleans, and everybody's trying to get like a, everybody's looking at like a water purification and water softening systems for their homes.
Yeah.
And I tested this by calling five different companies and submitting a sales inquiry on their websites. And the average response time was 12 days for these companies.
Oh my God.
And three of them were payroll clients that love us. And so
yeah.
what I've discovered is that there's a ripe market for these blue collar guys who understand that AI is important. They know that they need AI, but they would never do it unless somebody came in and did it for them. I'm talking voice agents, you know, custom proposals based on voice notes, you know, text to proposal, you know, instant calendar sends, calendar bookings via voice agents, like systems that would be really easy for you and I to implement with like just the bare knowledge that we have of these tools. And you could charge a $2,000 to $4,000 implementation fee and a $500 to $700 recurring to a small business to set up these efficiencies that are just so easy to do. And
absolutely.
It's a complementary product to you know what we're already doing because there's no overlap. And then if we were to ever sell, that would be a service that we could continue to sell into that client base without violating a non-compete. So I'm going to do that. And my only hesitation, Mark, is I have no idea what the multiple would be on a company like that. If I had, call it 50 clients and I had recurring revenue of X, who would buy it? And what would they buy it for? I have no idea. And if you want to chew on that and think about it, or if you've already looked into that, I'd love to pick your brain, because that would be I'd want to do with it.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's obviously starts kind of as a marketing agency of some sort, right? Because at the end of the day, you're generating revenue for them. By the way, there's a couple more lanes that you can put in your cap too. This is the majority of who we buy and sell is blue collar services companies. So it's funny you said that. So we've already sold roofing companies, work with concrete companies, working with pest control, pool companies, et cetera. So I'm right in the same lane with that. And we're thinking about the exact same things. Another big one is commercial business. So a lot of these are 90% residential and 10% commercial. And they have their drivers, let's say it's pest control, literally driving past what could be a huge account because it's a commercial account, you know, to service these four individuals that live in the same neighborhood. So there's another opportunity because route density, I've learned, is a huge driver of EBITDA for these folks. In other words, you know, again, people are you're already in the neighborhood type of thing. And the other one that I've learned about is a lot in different industries, they give one quote, like they get someone interested enough to get a quote, and then you can guess where this goes. And then that lead just sits in the trash can for months and years. So there's re-energizing, you know, it's a CRM AI type automation thing that just automatically, you know, reaches out back to companies who've already engaged with them.
Perfect job for an agent.
Absolutely right. There's so much more than that. Yep. I love it, Gray. I love it. I'd love to keep the conversation going.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be curious if anybody's buying that kind of business. I mean, you know, it's recurring revenue. It's easy to manage. You know, there's not a lot of maintenance, like, you know, but I guess you're right. It is at its core a marketing company.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple different types of buyers, right? One would be if it makes sense to roll that type of a company into another company, right? So, you know, the horizontal path is a real big thing. Now, in fact, it's funny you say that about your business because absolutely pest control companies and pool companies and Windows companies are getting together under one brand, and that does make their revenue go up and their EBITDA, which makes their multiple go up. So that type of integration is very real. You could absolutely sell it to just a high net worth individual or a family office or some sort of a entity that just wants a cash flowing business. That's what I'm learning too, Ewing and I, is that that's another buyer type where they're not looking to roll it up and may not even be looking to significantly grow it, but it's a cash flowing business and it's easy to understand and to run like you're talking about. So there's multiples for that type of buyer as well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to keep that conversation going. And I'm going to see Sanders in about an hour. I'm with a couple of reps right now, so I'm going to walk back in. But I'll let him know that you're kind of in that world, because he and I are looking at starting several things over the next year. So, yeah, it'd be good to
reach out. The last thing I leave you with, anything that's AI now and not brick and mortar, you know, the multiple is determined by how fast can someone else replicate it, or is some other bigger company going to come in and wipe it out.
So, makes sense.
There's a negative side.
Yeah, that's
all right,
true.
Man, you got it.
All right, man. Good to hear from you. See
you. You got it.